Cat Acoustic Consort presents a world premiere 330 years after the work was written. Marc-Antoine Charpentier's La Fête des Ruelles makes its debut on June the 4th, and Cat Acoustic's artistic director, Annalisa Papano, is here to share the details. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us how you came across this unperformed work.
Well, I have been a fan for over 20 years of the music of Marc-Antoine Charpentier. He is, of course, a French composer, and his music combines the elegance of French music with the passion of Italian music. He studied with an Italian composer of the name of Carissimi and worked in France, and I have always loved his music. In about the third season of Cat Acoustic's existence, we were quite ambitious and did a Charpentier opera, and it was glorious, and it was received so well. And even the musicians involved said it was one of the most spectacular musical experiences, and we reminisce about it. And I've been thinking about another Charpentier opera, and this is our 15th season, and we wanted to do something really special. So I was in touch with the Charpentier expert, a scholar by the name of John Powell, and I wanted to talk to him about another project, and he suggested this. He said, "How about this opera? It's never been done." And I thought, what a spectacular way to celebrate our 15th year in Cincinnati by doing a world premiere.
Well, tell us the story and tell us why it was never performed, because there is some drama to that.
Sure. Well, the story is not like a story that you'd expect to see in an opera where you'd go to Cincinnati Opera today. And it's a different kind of story. It was an opera that was composed to celebrate the visit of the King of France, the Sun King, Louis XIV. This king, the Sun King, is so glorious. He is so wonderful. And you kind of think of, you know, today's political analogies, you know, praising some of our politicians. But there are some inner stories about love and why one of the characters, she should fall in love and be with a man. And she says, "But I am so happy with how our Sun King has made our world here so glorious that I just love nature." And so it's a lot of love of our country and love of our king and just little inner stories. The opera was composed for the occasion of a proposed visit of the king to one of his courtiers. And it was a big political deal to have the king visit your home. And good things could come of it. And in fact, this man, the Duc de Richelieu, was hoping that some of his creditors would forgive his debts. So he redid his gardens and his chateau and had all kinds of glorious food and music composed. And the highlight of the event would be at the end of the opera, at the end of this event, a statue of the king on a horse would be unveiled. And there were several other people competing for this honor to have the king visit. And they also had sculptures of the king. And at the last minute, the king canceled his visit. So all of the musicians were sent home and the neighbors were invited to eat the food.
What kind of forces does the opera call for? How many singers and how many musicians?
It's a different kind of opera. It's not an orchestra. There are six singers and a consort of violas da gamba. We have five viols, a harpsichord, and a theorbo. So it's a small, intimate affair. We do know some information about the original intended performance. I know Charpentier made staging notes in his score. We know how the evening was scheduled to go because it was a really elaborate affair. It was an all-night party. It was supposed to be a huge thing. And at a certain time, getting close to dawn, the guests would be ushered into the grotto, and there would be torches hidden in the bushes and the shrubbery. And then they would be around this fountain where the opera would happen. The singers would start singing, and they would talk about how glorious the Sun King was. And there were fireworks that were supposed to happen. And then at a certain time, they talk about the rising of the sun because it was in the morning.
Well, it may have been an all-night party, but this opera only lasts for an hour.
Yes.
And there's more to the program, which is another premiere of sorts. Tell us about that.
Yes. There's a piece called The Denial of Peter, when Peter denied Jesus at the cross, and Le Renouement de Saint-Pierre. And this is done often, frequently, by choirs and churches perform it. I actually performed it not so long ago at Christ Church Cathedral downtown. And so it's quite well known. But John Powell, the Charpentier scholar, discovered that it was missing, actually, instrumental interludes. So he has, from other Charpentier sources, he has recreated some of these instrumental interludes. So it's a piece that's well known, but in a newly discovered, newly created manner, along with a piece that's not known at all. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition.
Catacoustic is an early music ensemble, and while many of our listeners may be familiar with the genre and with the instruments, for many first-timers, for many of our listeners, they may be totally unfamiliar with the sounds. What should first-time listeners who are fortunate enough to decide to hear you, what should they be listening for?
Well, a lot of people are familiar with the instrument, the harpsichord. It kind of looks like a piano. But the notes, rather than being hit with a hammer, like a piano is, are plucked with plectro, or it used to be bird feathers, bird quills. And there's also a theorbo, which is similar to, I guess you could compare it to a guitar. It's a lute and a beautiful plucked instrument. And there's the viola da gamba, which you could say it looks kind of like a cello. So there are some different kinds of instruments, and a lot of people aren't familiar with the sound of French music, of it being sung. But the thing that's really special about this music is the different textures, and it's a different way of listening to music. It draws you in, and I hope that people will feel that they are our specially invited guests, that they're a part of this somewhat, I guess, recreated evening over 300 years ago.
And who are some of the performers who are going to be featured? You're going to be conducting, correct?
Yes, I will. I'll be leading from my instrument. And some of the singers, we actually have one local singer, which I'm thrilled about, Melissa Harvey. Catacoustic has been working with her quite a long time. She does a lot of Baroque singing. We have one singer I'm really excited about, Erin Sheehan, who won a Grammy several years ago for Best Opera Performance. And then a couple of new people to our catacoustic audience, and people that I feel are especially trained in French Baroque style, which is a very different sensitivity.
And I would like you to tell us some very exciting news for catacoustic.
Yes, I'm thrilled to announce that we have received our first grant from the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, for this very performance.
In addition to the performance, you will also have a lecture, is that correct?
Yes. The Charpentier expert, John Powell, is going to come on June 1st and give a talk at the downtown Main Library branch, 7 o'clock, June 1st. And he's going to give background information about this world premiere and why it was canceled and some juicy political tidbits.
Emma Griffin is going to be doing the staging for the opera, and she is a CCM faculty member. So there will be some lively movement on stage.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, congratulations on the NEA grant, and there is only one performance. So mark your calendars for the world premiere of Charpentier's La Fête de Ruel and Le Réunion de Saint-Pierre, presented by Catacoustic Consort on June the 4th at First Unitarian Church in Avondale. Annalisa Papano, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you all the best for the performance. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.